Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, doing all right.
Good deal. All right. We're going to check out the cover story now in today's business section in the Las Cruces Sun News. And you are really covering here something that I'm sure for a lot of people is a New Year's resolution, and that is gaining financial discipline. And you have some ideas on ways to get some tools to do this.
Yeah, exactly. This is something I usually try to write about in January every year, because it's such a good time and a lot of people's minds are on, you know, financial discipline, starting a financial diary, starting a budget, all that sort of stuff. And a lot of people might dread this time of year. You know, credit card bills from the holidays start coming due. You start looking at the year out ahead of you and start realizing, hey, if I had trouble last year, I'm going to have trouble again this year unless I do something about it. So I was talking to the folks from the YWCA Credit Counseling. They have an office here in Las Cruces, and they're based out of El Paso, too. And they say January and February are two of their busiest months just for that reason. And then as you get into February, March, people are thinking about tax returns and what do they want to do with that? Do they want to pay down debt? You know, what do they want to do with their tax returns? Start savings. So these are busy times for people in that field and financial planning and counseling and all that sort of stuff. So one of the best ways to start, everybody says, is a diary. Keep track of where your money's going. You might be very surprised where your money's going.
Oh, yeah.
You might think, hey, I know where it's going. I'm spending it. But until you write everything down, keep receipts and all that stuff, even if you just do it for a week or two, but they suggest a month. And then you'll look back and say, wow, am I really eating out that much?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that daily coffee I'm buying, which seems like nothing, sort of adds up after a while. You know, different things like that. So that's the first step. Find out, you know, where your money's going. And then that really helps you sort of start to develop a budget. You know, how much money's coming in, how much is going out. You know, set aside money for the things you have to spend on, like your rent, your food, that sort of stuff. And then see what you have left over for paying down debt and that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, and looking at even at some recurring expenses like your cell phone bill, you know, do you really need that $100 plan, or could you go to a plan that might be $50 but be one of these pay-as-you-go plans, or even something less than that, and save, you know, 50% or more? It's amazing. Cable and satellite TV, it's another area where I bet a lot of people, if they looked at what they're spending and kind of thought about, well, how often do I watch these channels? You know, they might decide, well, I could cut down.
Exactly. We may not like it, but there's a lot of areas in our lives where we can squeeze a little more money out and cut here and cut there. And like you said, you realize, hey, maybe I wasn't even using it that much anyway. And, you know, maybe you like that morning coffee, so maybe you get yourself your own coffee maker. And, you know, the price point there is a whole lot different when making your own than when you're buying it every day. And I don't want to get the coffee purveyors here in town mad at me or anything, but, you know, there are different things you can do and start brown bagging your lunch. You know, even if you just do it a couple days a week, if you're used to eating out every day, just take that sort of baby step. Round bag it two or three times a week.
It all adds up. All right.
Yeah,
well,
sure does.
Your profile kind of relates to this as well. We do spend quite a bit of money sometimes when we go out and buy new products, but particularly clothing. But your profile involves a consignment store, another way to save money if you shop at some of the thrift stores or consignment stores.
Yeah, and this one's a little bit different. It's called My Rich Sister's Closet, and it's located in Mesilla. And these two sisters have started it up. And it does, it's a little bit more than your normal consignment store because they take clothes that are higher end, brand name stores, items, that sort of stuff. And they use gently used high-end items. You know, they put them on display, that sort of stuff. And it's a 50-50 split between the store and the vendor. I guess they have about 60 vendors right now, people who bring stuff in and sell stuff. And if it doesn't sell, you know, it can be donated, given back, or just donated. But it's very interesting. There's purses, jewelry, clothing. So you can go into this place and look for what they call higher-end clothing, higher-end products with brand names and everything, and maybe find them at a good price.
Good deal. Yeah, I mean, certainly probably less than you would pay if you were buying them brand new, because I'm sure some of these things, if not all these things, are used, right?
Exactly, yeah. And when you think of consignment stores, you don't always think of it necessarily as sort of the brand name stuff. You can get all different kinds of stuff. So this is a little bit of a different take on it. And it's two sisters who are here. One's an educator, and you know, one came here and found a hard time finding a job, and they decided to open up the store.
Okay, a couple of updates in the What's New section this week.
Yeah, some people might recognize they've been around for about 5 years. Over on Tell Shore, 2810 North Tell Shore is their address, sort of across the road from where Tell Shore 12 Theaters is, Sam's Club, that area of town, across the road there. Eyes of the Southwest, and they have an expansion project going on, and they've added a doctor. Right now they have Dr. Edward Hernandez and Neil Apple, and Chris DiPaolo is now a new doctor they have there, and they're adding office space and also an optical shop. So that's a local business who's expanding and doing well. I don't always report on when things aren't happening, but several people had been talking to me about there had been rumors floating that Dion's was wanting to open a second location. And to be honest, when they did open their first location here in town, they told me that, you know, someday they would like to have a second location. So I checked in with them about these rumors, and they say there's nothing to it right now. They really like being in Cruces, but they have no plans for a second Dion. So I guess those rumors are just rumors. But we'll keep an ear to the ground. You never know. Sometimes when there's rumblings, there's mm-hmm. something to it.
Not well, and not surprising, because it's a busy place.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
That's a good business.
Yeah, it is. And they've expanded some. They have a place in Texas now even, and a new one in Albuquerque that opened not too long ago. So, and also, as of today, all the H&R Block locations here in town should be open. And Jackson Hewitt, their places are already open, but they'll be opening their ones in Walmart and Sears here pretty soon as we start thinking about taxes.
Yes.
I'm sure it's something you and I will be talking about down the road here a little bit.
Absolutely.
So.
And what a segue to the Babbling Brook, because you are talking about taxes in your Babbling Brook.
Yeah, I thought those two would fit together. It's, you know, we talk about this every year. The IRS really pushes electric filing, and more and more people are doing it. Matter of fact, the majority of people, almost 100 million people, e-filed last year, and the IRS eventually wants to probably have it 100% of people. I guess some businesses and stuff who have real complex returns maybe still need to use paper. But, yeah, you can start filing your taxes. Now, the IRS will not start processing electronic forms until January 22nd. So even if you file, it's going to wait until that day till they start getting processed. But, you know, some people really want to jump the gun and get it done. A lot of us can't because we have to get our W-2 forms first, and those don't have to be sent out until the end of the month or anything. But it's time to start thinking about that. And there's, you know, check out how much you make a year, and you might be able to get free software for electronic filing. You know, go to irs.gov and look it up. It's real easy to navigate their website.
And since we made it past part of the fiscal cliff,
yeah, right.
Part of the decisions are just delayed, but we made it past part of this fiscal cliff, we can actually fill out the tax form.
Yeah, exactly. Start getting that ready.
Okay, very good. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. He joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks.
Thank you for